whole time I was like, this is what like a leader is supposed to be like somebody who not just writes or produces or does all that, but really makes her members feel at home. And I think that was the thing. Soyeon makes me feel at home as well, being a fan of Idol.
Welcome home.
Like and follow Runaway Podcast because it's time to run away.
And welcome back to the Runaway Podcast. I'm your host, Jerome Paul. Thank you for tuning in. I'm so excited because I'm finally going to get this out of my system. We're going to talk about G
Idol! Yay!
Ito ang aking fandom lately. So yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. I hope you are all safe and sound from the storm and from the rush of the holidays. So, ayan. Tonight is going to be very, very special because I am with two of my greatest friends when I joined and started going to G Idol events. First, Muna, this is going to be their first podcast experience, and I hope it won't be the last. So you guys, without further ado, let's introduce our guest first. She is one of the first people that I have known on Twitter. Nakilala ko siya doon, tapos, and doon ako bumili ng G-Idol stuff. We know her by her Twitter handle on Twitter. Her name is Wookie! Hello, Wookie! Welcome to the podcast! Hi!
Hi, OMG! Hi, everyone! Welcome to the podcast with Jerome. But first time. Hi!
Yeah. Hello. Ayan, so runners, okay lang ha, wala silang camera, it's okay, first podcast experience, so it's alright. Okay, and of course, Wookie, very quickly, we're gonna introduce our surprise guest. Ayan.
Oh!
And meron tayong surprise guest. Sadly, wala today si Noodle Sue. But we do have our surprise guest. I've known him for a while then, dun sa first event na napuntahan ko sa G-Idol. And it's a really surprise kasi he also plays Magic the Gathering, collects G-Idol stuff. And without further ado, we have Soyuni!
Hello! Oh my gosh, that intro. Hello, Medyo naiiyak ako to with, but sige. I'll give you guys like a treat before we start. This is actually me. No joke.
Man, that's the special guest.
It's Chef Soda. Camera off now.
Ayan. Thank you. Oh, and of course, Wookie, tsaka Bench. I can call you by your name. Okay, there we go.
Yeah, go ahead.
Nayla is here. Hello. Mag-open cam daw kayo.
No! I'm so sorry. Kakauwi ko lang.
Ayan. And then, ayan. So, they're showing love for you too, Wookie. So, hello.
Hello, everyone. Hello.
Ayan. Ngayon ko lang nakita yung comments. I'm so sorry.
Ayan. It's okay. So, ayun. The floor is yours, Wookie tsaka Bench. Tell us a little bit more about you. Like, yeah, like, tell us a little bit more about you.
Ikaw muna. I'll just follow after you. Tingnan pa ako eh.
Okay. So, Wookie?
Yeah, sure, I guess.
Okay. Go.
So, I think everybody, or a lot of Nevis, I would assume, oh my god, knows me by the name Wookie. I first started the account of Wookie Oogie, which is my stan account. That was way back 2019-2020. It was a Dumdy era. So I first started joining G Idol around Dumdy era. But then around that time, I started collecting as well though. So like, I knew them. Then watched a few vids of them, fell in love, then started collecting first their albums. So all their previous albums before Dumpty Dumpty, and well, including Dumpty Dumpty, binok by Kogja. That's how much I fell in love with them at that time. So that was like September, November, Burr month. And then by January, dumating lahat ng parcel ko in a huge box. Yeah, that was my first ever K-pop purchase. And in one big box. So like my parents were like, "What is that? Ano yan? Bakit?" No. Tapos around that time lang din nagpopularize or sumisikat yung Shopee. So they were a bit skeptical na bakit may Shopee parcel ako, tapos laki, di ba? Ganon. So yeah, that's just me. Then I started, after I started collecting, I then started boodling.
Other people, isa ako doon. Yes.
Boodling. So I had my first few friends like for a group PH go lang. Like kami-kami lang ganon, nakikishare lang ng box. Kami-kami lang din yung collectors kasi around that time, konti lang talaga yung Nevis. Especially Nevi collectors. So, kami-kami lang din yung nagtutulungan. Then, it all started there. We grew. Some fell apart. Some stayed. And, yeah. That's who I am now. Wookie Cart.
Yay! Thank you, Wookie! Thank you! Ayan. Grabe. Yung comment section, hi, Nevi Mind. Ayan. Thank you for tuning in. And nandito si Zaya! Hello, Zaya!
Hello,
Zaya! Yes! Ayan, sabi ni Zaya, salamat sa budol. Yes! And then...
Ako na naman nabubudol ngayon.
Yes! And then may isang comment, ikaw naman nabubudol ngayon. Alright, there we go. Thank you.
Who's Heza?
Oh, Heza? Oh. Hello! Here we go.
Or am I reading the Japanese characters correctly?
Bench, do you know Japanese?
I do not know Japanese.
I do not know Japanese. Well.
I mean, Mookie's very good at, like, you're certified up to a certain level, right? So.
Oh! Oh my god, no!
You're studying.
And thank you, Mookie. And of course, you too, Bench. Tell us a little bit more about you and your journey. Kung bakit nagustuhan mo si G-Idol!
Yay! My gosh, alright. You know, I can't believe I'm doing this again. But hi, Jerome. Hi, Wookie. I'm Benj, otherwise known as Sayoni or NeviMind on Twitter. Interesting story. I settled on the name NeviMind when I was entering Neverland because I had the hardest time thinking of a username. And I was like, oh man, this is difficult. You know what? Never mind. Never. Oh my god, I got it!
Yeah!
So that's legitimately how I thought of everything. And then since then, you know, I've been very active in Nevi circles, but I wasn't always a fan of Idol. Actually, my very first exposure to Idol, aside from a few music videos when I got into K-pop, unlike a lot of people, I'm very new. I started during the pandemic-ish. My exposure to Idol really came at the height of Tomboy era, and not for the best reasons. Tomboy was up against a comeback of my favorite group at that time. There's a meme in Idol circles. I'm not gonna say the meme because you know someone might not get me happy with it. But there was a time when Tomboy was getting awarded, which is amazing for Idol, given the fact that they just came back. Everybody wasn't sure of their future, and then they came back number one across all charts, perfect all kill and all that. And under my old fandom, I was like, I wonder what is this song that's beating us so hard. And then I decided to take a listen. I was like, okay, you know what, this is pretty good. I can kind of see where they're going. And I thought it was going to end there. And then a few months later, I just kept listening to Tomboy. And then that made me think, okay, maybe I should really check them out. And then I knew about them because in my journey, of course, looking at girl groups, I've known very cursory things. I've known that there used to be six of them with Sujin. No, there's still six in my heart. And like with everyone's heart, right? So, but, you know, because of all of those issues that came with everything and that the future was so uncertain, it was going to be very difficult for them. And to see them rise like that and have comeback after comeback, it made me think, okay, you know what, maybe I should check them out. So
in a bit of like an impulse decision, I went to the concert in October 2 years ago. September. Yeah, sorry. So when I went to the concert, I was like, okay, you know, So when I went to the concert, I was thinking, okay, you know what? Maybe I don't know anything. I don't know much, but then maybe you'll have a good time. And then I left the venue thinking, I hate myself for not discovering this sooner. Because I really fell in love with all the girls who, you know, performed. There weren't even any backup dancers back then. It was really just them performing. Mm. It was pretty amazing to see that. And then ever since then, I was kind of hooked already. So I started collecting also. A lot of my budos also came from Moki. Then I started going to events. And I think the biggest thing for me as well is I was able to do two things that I'm really happy with my Nevi journey. Number one is I got to have a video call with Soyeon. It was early this year, and I know the Wookiee's no stranger to this, but for me that was like the moment when I felt like, you know what, you're here for life after that short conversation. And then the second thing is I think I've seen them on tour the most out of all the artists that I follow. So I've seen Idol 4 times, that first time back in Manila, and then they never went back here for whatever reason. Please, next time. It's really expensive getting out of here. And then a year later, I went to Singapore when I was lucky enough to get a high touch with the members also. And then this year, last month, I went to Taipei and to Bangkok to see them. And in those two concerts, I wanted to have a bit of fun. So I dressed up as the wife music video. So I had a blue wig and everything. and then in the Bangkok concert, I was also giving away keychains to people who get there, who was Sunny Angel inspired wife. Actually, you know what? I do have one right now. I will show you guys what the keychains look like.
Okay. Here we go.
So I'll just show you guys what they look like on camera. So this is the wife keychain.
Yay! I'm cute.
Cooked cream soup keychain. Yeah.
And this is Coco Loco.
in my journey, really, it was really interesting seeing where they were going. It was really interesting seeing them become like this group that I was wondering why they were out charting my faves at that time, to me thinking, you know what, this is the best group, or this is my favorite group that I follow. And it's been a pretty interesting 2 years for me so far. I don't really have a lot of experience compared to a lot of fans. I really apologize for that one, given that I'm one of the newer Nevis at the end of the day, but I do hope I can still contribute meaningfully to this discussion.
Yes, I thank you, dude. Oh no, that's okay. Okay, no,
oh no,
no. And we can wait for Wookiee to come back. Ayan na, okay, so Wookiee's here. Hey,
hello, Wookiee.
Hello, welcome back.
Welcome back.
We're here just talking about you. When you come back to the stream, you're gonna hear Jerome say the bad things about you, Wookiee.
Looking forward.
A nervous face. Grabe. Thank you, Bench. I didn't know na you were one of the newer fans din pala of G Idol. So
I'm actually surprised though that people don't know that, considering the. You know, I only entered Neverland Twitter 2023, actually. Mm-hmm. I mean, I saw them in 2022, but I wasn't like even super active in Neverland yet. I barely have any friends that are Filipino. Mm-hmm. Neverland, as what we said before, if there weren't like a lot of Neverland, I still feel like most of the time I do end up talking to international Nevis more than I do Filo. So,
agreed. And like even yung market ng G Idol, it's not that like huge dito sa Philippines. And kung meron man, super konti pa rin talaga. And that's how I got into G Idol then, because of my students. Because like in China, they absolutely love Song Yuchi. And Song Yuchi is really famous there because there's a TV show called Running Man China or Keep Running. And they had this episode, I think last year, where they went to Thailand, and it was one of the most awaited episodes talaga kasi nandun si Yuchi, nandun yung stars ng China, and nandun si Minnie. And it was also the comeback of another Chinese singer named Kai Shukun, pero na-edit out siya because of, you know, a thing that happened to him online. Pero everyone, some mga students ko, they love Yuchi, they love Minnie. So I got curious. Okay? Like, kasi titingnan natin, ano ba ang G-Idol? Kasi like, they can't stop talking about them. So I want to know what's up. And then nag-start siya to accumulate. So okay, sa song Yuchi, I listen to their music. And then nag-start ako sa Lomo cards. Cheap Lomo card. So afterwards, I gathered the string. Oh, sige, okay, maghahanap ako ng G-Idol merch. Saan ako pwede maghanap? And a good friend told me, a back from high school, sabi niya, try mo sa Twitter, si Wookie. I was like, okay, sige, sabi na tayo kay Wookie. And then doon na nag-start. So bibili ako na kay Wookie. I think one of the first things I bought, yung ano, album nila, yung second album. And then, nagtuloy-tuloy na. Tuloy-tuloy na. So, it was nice. It was really nice. The journey was cool too. So,
I think like that's one of the common things I noticed with the three of us. It starts with one. Like, I'm just gonna buy this one album. No big deal. I'm just gonna buy this one photo card. And then, boom. Parcels. Parcels.
Like,
I'm actually curious, guys. What is your most expensive merch that you've ever bought because of this?
Oh, no. Okay, wait. So, Wookie, do you want to share kung ano yung pinaka, you know, mahal mong nabili so far? Oh, Wookie?
I think she's having audibility issues. Am I audible? We can't hear you.
Oh, okay. We can't hear you. No. Galawin mo yung baso. we can't hear you. Try mo ulit.
We can hear you very faintly.
Uh-oh, like... Okay. So, you're just gonna, gonna fix it very quickly. Sige, so ako muna mag-share. Most expensive ko, hindi ko pa na-edit yung vlog, pero na-unbox ko na siya. I bought 10 Foca albums sa Makestar. And just to avail the photo card na exclusives, yung meron silang hat, and then they were like wearing...
Oh, you have to show this, right?
Like, oh yes, yeah. Okay, wait. Okay, I'm gonna show it to all the... Ready for props. Ready for props. Okay. So, I took it seriously na collecting when I bought the most expensive cards. Kasi the price was, and I kid you not, it was $100.
That's not so bad.
I mean, for now.
$100 for a piece of paper.
So, ito yun. Oh, and welcome back, Rookie. Hello.
Hi. Ayun, okay na.
Ayan.
Yes. So, yes. Oh, thank you. Kaya natin yan. So, ito guys. Ito yung photo cards na nabili ko. The exclusives. Hindi ko in-avail yung ice cream, yung third one. Kasi masyado na mahal. $200 naman.
Dollars?
Di ba? Yung sa Makestar exclusive. So, ito.
Ngayon na-convert sa utak kayo. Oh my God, $100 pala yun.
Oh, $100. Tapos, yun yung una, no? Yun yung most expensive. Pero hindi dyan natigil. For 1 month, bili lang ako ng bili kay Noodle Sue. Kay Noodle Sue. So, like, yung mga tingi-tingi na photo cards sa kanya ko nabili, mostly kay Mion. Mostly kay Mion. For me to complete this set, yung, ano nila, Super Lady era, na may mga hats and all, tas yung Queen Card era, And ang total na nagastos ko, including yung nabili ko din sa Wookie, yung kay Song Yuchi na album, I think nasa $300. So, just in one month. Tapos sabi ko sa sarili ko, anong ginagawa sa sarili ko? It's like, oh, what am I trying?
You are investing in your happiness.
Yes, exactly.
Kasi like, so far, before Idol, ang pinakamahal kong nabibili is Funko Pops. So, ayan, nakikita nyo. Sa background. Ayan, oo. Ang sabi ko sa sarili ko, ang Funko Pop na bibilin ko lagi na maximum is 1,500. Yun na yun. Nung naging G-Idol, wala na.
I mean, Funko Pops also have like, you know, a very rich history of being very pricey naman. So, it's okay. It's fine.
Yes. Ayun. So, yeah. Dun na nag-start. So, dahil kay Wookie, dahil kay Noodle Soo, and sa mga sellers din online, on Twitter, na sinusuportahan natin, nagtuloy-tuloy ang aking collection. And marami pa akong hinihintay na order from Noodle Soo. So, ayun. So, $300 in one month. Ikaw, Wookie, ano ang pinakamahal mong nabili?
Like, are you asking one item or like in one buying only?
Ah, sige. Siguro one item tapos one buying. Ayan. So, dalawa. Okay.
One item? I'm not sure. Oh my God, I don't know. I don't
know. Do you not know or do you not want to know? There's a difference.
I think, di pa ata ako lumalagpas ng 2K. Because I never buy signed photo cards unlike one person here.
That was yours! Sa'yo ko binili yun,
ha? Oh, man, most expensive.
So, yeah, I think the most expensive photo card I bought was around 2,000 pesos. Around that range. And that was the Windy exclusive photo card.
Mm-mm.
I think it's one... from her merch. I think it's the patch one. Mm-hmm. It's the patch. You buy the patch and then you'll have a free photo card. Supposedly free photo card. But the patch went sold out like just a few minutes, few seconds. The stock is very limited. So it became a very limited PC. That's two of them. And it was a very beautiful PC so of Soyeon. So I couldn't resist. So yeah. 2,000, just one PC, and there's two of them, so yeah.
I'm robbing you too.
Itago mo na yung Wookie. So, Soyeon pala.
I actually never bring it to CSC kasi baka makita ni Benj.
Oh no. What's your price? Let's go.
Everybody has a price.
Then I guess yung for one buying only, it's more of their albums. So yun nga yung pinaka first ever albums I bought from them. Like I bought in bulk the from IM era to Dumdy Dumdy, and around that time they also had the Japanese CDs. So there's like six versions of them, but I was only able to buy four because of how expensive they are. So you can guess around the, I'll just say the estimate, like it's 5,000 and above.
To be fair, that's not so bad, you know, like I'd like to think that since you are the GO host, you're the GO manager, you're one of the biggest sellers, I would have assumed that you actually spent a lot more.
Totoo.
So yeah, I think it's 5,000 and above. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Oh. Ayun. Thank you, Wookie. And of course, ikaw, Bench, what's the most expensive thing you've bought?
And is it from me?
Fine. You know what? I'll actually show the items that I have. I didn't buy them because they were expensive, but I think they were more meaningful. And yes, mm-hmm. the answer to the first question is it was from you, Wookie. So this is my first one. This is a signed Soyeon Polaroid from Wookie's VCE. So she was the one who won this one, and then I was like, I need to have a signed Soyeon. So I bought this from you at the CSC, and you were like, I was like, name your price. I was like, it's like 5K, and I'm like, okay, sure, G. I was like, no regrets. I actually bring this mostly wherever I go, because I think that it's, I mean, I put it in a hard case, so it's protected, but I don't think that your nicest pieces of collectibles belong in a box or in a binder. So I take pictures with it, I go to cafes, and like I take photos with it. And then speaking of signed pieces of merchandise, my prized possession is this album. I'm gonna cover my name because like this is my actual album. So this one I think was kind of expensive, although it was subsidized because it was a group order also. But I only bought 16 albums for this. I sold I think around 10 albums. Wow. I kept, or like 8 albums. I kept 4 for myself, including this one, and then the full set. And then the rest I gave away to help stream the album and Super Lady across different accounts. So for me, that was at least like, I think I feel like I helped. And this is my personal Soyeon signed album. And then I think
we're saying your name.
Okay, so the last two pieces I have are these photo cards. So the first one, this one, is a Fate Broadcast PC, I think from M Countdown. And I really wanted this one. This is kind of expensive. I think it was $160 on Mercari. $160 USD, I think. But the reason I bought it is my favorite song of all time right now, K-pop, non-K-pop, any group, is Fate. And when I saw it rise up, like I thought, like okay, you know, this is such a cute song. I think only a few people will like it, but like it's my favorite song from the album. And then when I saw it, it's like, oh wow, it's the number one song in Korea after 2 months. I was like, okay, so I'm a bit validated when I thought this was the best song from the album. And then when they started performing it in music shows, I was like, I have to have a piece of this one. It's historic for me. It's very meaningful for me. And I think it's also because at that time I was having a very difficult time in my career. So the song Fate really made me feel like, you know, the hopelessness of being a working person makes sense because you work all the time to spend your money on stupid stuff like this.
Rewarding.
No, but like that's the whole point of the song. You know, your whole mundane life changes because of like this one act of fate and everything. So for me, that song was actually Fate, and I wanted to commemorate that by getting this broadcast PC. It's my favorite PC of all time. It's my favorite song of all time also. Last one is this. The PC itself was not expensive, but this was the benefit for the Bangkok VIP experience that I had 3 weeks ago when I saw them. So every concert, every VIP ticket gets one random photo card. I actually got Neon. I really wanted Soyeon, of course, being a Soyeon bias. So luckily, my friend that I went with had me on. So I was like, do you want to trade? So yeah, I wouldn't say the PC itself is expensive, but I would say the experience of, because they never go here. So I had to fly to Bangkok. I had to rent a hotel room for like a few days. And then, you know, like when you're already on vacation, you know, you go eat, you go shopping. So the photo card is technically free if you think about it.
Mindset. Grabe. That is a good thinking, man. Oh, nga, no, like when you think about it.
Yeah, when you think about it, actually, if you think about this whole thing, like the concert was free because the experience is worth, like, it's priceless, you know. So,
yes.
What is money but paper?
And we can earn it again anyway, so
your money comes back, but your happiness and in those moments, memories are once in a lifetime, you know. So if you have a chance to see them, do it.
Yes,
do correct. That video call. Mm-mm. Order your GOs via Wookie next comeback. Then get that video call event. Talk to your bias.
And just say hi. Oh my god, like the best feeling in the world. Di ba ikaw din, Wookie, you've talked to one of your bias then?
Oh, I've talked to all of them already. Except Wookie, because I won during what was after ba? Tomboy, yeah, Tomboy era. Yeah. So I was able to talk to them for two eras, Tomboy and I Love. So yeah, all of them.
But what was your memorable moment? Was it with all of them or anin? Sujin.
Oh, Sujin! I'm not sure. Yeah, I've talked to G Idol twice. I've also talked to Sujin twice. Sujin was longer because she's a solo already. So Sujin like takes 1 minute or more than that. Per person. While G Idol only takes 30 seconds. 30 seconds. So it's like, hi, hello. Yeah, and when you're anxious, oh my god, and you're struggling, or you can't even know, you have to prepare your script.
Did you talk to Sujin, like, both comebacks? The debut and then the comeback?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
During her debut, I put in a lot of effort, and I think I had a lot of signed albums from her. I tried supporting even her offline events. So I think one of the memorable merch I got from Sujin was the merch from Japan, and one album with a personal message from her. Of course, it's in Korean. Then I also done a project during her debut era. We sent letters. We sent gifts. I collated letters. We sent them to Sujin. And yeah, a gift. I forgot what was the gift. I think it was something like a cute hat for Sujin. Yeah. Then for G Idol, I haven't done anything yet. Because
maybe more we should.
Yeah, we should. And yeah.
I mean, if you're serious, I'm game, Jerome. I'm sure you're game also.
Yeah.
Tara.
Sure.
The game. Let's go.
Yeah, sure. Tapos, I would like to also correct yung sa bulk buy net. It's not 5K. I just remembered there was a time na sabay-sabay si Sujin, G Idol, and then there was the membership.
Oh,
everything was at the same time, although not exactly at the same time, but supposedly like September siguro G Idol, November Sujin, then December something like that yung membership. So yeah, it was I was very broke, so siguro lalagpas yun ng 10k. Maybe that's more or less.
Hey, 10K is 10K is nothing compared to the experiences you've had.
Ayan. Oh, tama. It's priceless.
I will trade all of the money that we can get for another chance to talk to. Actually, I want to talk to the rest of the members also. So, diba? Mm-hmm. Well, like you had that lucky opportunity. You've talked to the 6 of them twice.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Although separately, but yes.
Maybe not for long, you know, in the future. I mean, it's already November, right?
Yes. Oh, no. Time's up. ayun, so Wookie, sabi ni Love Mates in the comment section. Pinagpala ka, Wookie! Pinagpala ka.
Always manifest. Always pag-ipunan. Like, you should be prepared. When you're a collector, at least, you should be prepared. You know when the membership starts, when the, what was that? Season greetings, yeah. It's almost at the same time. So, around October to December, you should already be prepared to have the budget to buy those.
Are you selling the membership right now?
No. That's a hard no.
We might have people listening. who want to buy right now, right?
Oh yeah.
Well, sadly no.
And so don't worry, later plug natin yan. Plug natin yan later. Ayun, thank you, Wookie. I'm so surprised talaga na you've met all of the members. Like, grabe, you're super, super lucky. Super lucky.
Thank you.
Oh, and of course, Benj, someone wants a shout out from you.
Yeah. All right, there we go. Fancy Francis, you know, you're my mutual Pluvius. Hello. You're not in my walls right now. That's a running joke that we have. Maybe he'll be stalking you guys for your collections as well. So shout out Pluvius. Hello. I think like I also have like some friends who are also listening in. So so yeah, shout out to everybody here. I think I have some friends internationally who might be tuning in as well. So yeah, it could be Haku, Misa Mion, Mint, my friends from Thailand, Indonesia, Malaysia, Singapore. Because again, like, you know, we usually have international Neverland. It's not like it's I think one of the things about our fandom is that we're really more international if you think about it. Like, it's very rare that I hear an idol song on the radio here in the Philippines. Radio, shout out Oogie. soft plug. But like, I mean, I remember when I was in Taipei, for example, me and my friend, we were dressed up as wives, right? So, and then we were walking to a coffee shop before the concert, and then there were these kids who just came from basketball practice or something. And then when they saw us, they started doing the wife dance, and then they were shouting, "Cream soup, cream soup!" So, I think it's really nice knowing like how in other places, like, you really do see that they are a bit more popular. Actually, mainstream, I would even say. It's something I really wish we'd have here as well, so it's not as hard to buy things, it's not as hard to see them. But I think that's also one thing, is that because there are very fewer, there are much fewer Philo Nevis, we are a bit closer than I would think. So like, I've met you guys a few times only, but you guys are some of my closest Nevi friends. And we've met in person, we've planned events together, it's a nice trade-off also.
It is. Tawag dito, speaking of a planned event, is it cool if I shared the photo very, very quickly, like the last event we organized? All right, there we go. Okay, thank you. So, you guys, this is it. This is us.
Damn.
And this is us. So
face reveal.
Yay. We face reveal si Wookie.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I have her right here now.
Ayan. So it was Soyeon's birthday. Ayan. And
we had kaarawan ni Chef Sorisa.
And it was also like, I think, one of our guests' birthday then, para magse-celebrate sila. So it was nice. And yeah, like, this is just one of the many photos we had together. Shout out to Cafe 379. Thank you again to accommodating us.
This event has a long story.
Yes.
My gosh, you know, this event, I had never organized. Okay, that's a lie. I have never organized a Neverland event, but I mean, I was part of organizing events before in my previous fandom, but like, this event, I was like, oh no, are people gonna show up? I'm not ready for this. I was panicking so hard. And then we went to the cafe. It's like, okay, let's do this. Wookie was like super, super helpful in getting guests and getting people to come. But then when I showed up to the event and I was gonna set up, I talked to the barista and said, hi, kami pa yung mag-event dito. And then the guy just looked at me in the face and was like, what? So I had to like explain and show them the logs on Facebook that like, oh hey, we booked the event room and everything. And then he had no clue that we were gonna show up there. And then there was this guy with like bags of stuff with a standee. And then like, ah, may pa event pala sila. So then I talked to Kuya. He was super nice also. Both people at Cafe 379, super nice. So if you, one, not so shameless plug, but if you are in the area in the Pitan Sampaloc area. Cafe 379 is like one very accommodating with surprise events. Pero aside from that, like the drinks and the food are really nice as well. That's a good place to work, study, but also host events like this, planned or unplanned.
Yes.
But, so we were setting up and everything, and then they were so nice helping us set up the tables, and they actually closed off the cafe for us.
Yeah.
And then all we needed to do was like order a bit more. So yeah, we ordered, aside, we had coffee in the morning, we had cocktails at night. So yes, there's alcohol there also. So yes. Yeah, that was a very, very interesting event that we had. But it's also like it showcases why these events are nice. There aren't a lot of CSEs for Idol, usually when it's a member's birthday. So shout out for debut anniversary. So I think next week is Sujin's CSE. Yes. If anyone listening can go, I highly encourage it. Because I think what I learned in that event also is the camaraderie and the friendship that that Neverland has. Not just like you know, the group that we follow. And it was nice because all we were doing was we were playing bingo, we were buying and selling stickers and photo cards, but it really felt like, you know, there aren't really strangers here. You only see me by my profile picture and my username, but at the end of the day, like, you know, we're all here because we love six very talented people who've changed our lives one way or another.
I agree. Sorry, like my dog agrees too, and yeah, dogs are giving their peace of mind. Sorry, there's a dog outside too, and yeah, honestly, it was one of the best cup sleeve events I've ever went through, and I think it's the second lung din. So by default, so it was really cool too. Tapos ayan, thank you Bench for mentioning din. For everyone who's listening now, we do have another upcoming event. We didn't organize the event. Okay, just to clear it out. But we do have amazing and talented people too who have worked very hard to organize this event, Sining at Paglikha. It's Sujin's event on November 9. And yeah, everyone can still register. So
how much is the registration for Sujin's event?
Okay. The fee is around 200. Tama ba? Yeah, okay, 250.
To the listeners of Runaway Podcast right now, Jerome, you can pick the winner, but I will personally sponsor one person going to the event just to support you.
Sponsor me!
Yeah. You're part of the organizing team.
There we go.
I will be availing of the kit if I still can. I'm not sure if I can, but yeah, for any of the listeners, I'll be sponsoring one person to go. I want you guys to support this event. Because I can't. I really wanted to. So in my presence, like, please go meet new people, support the organizers at Sujin Philippines, who've honestly done an amazing job. I love their kits and I love all the work that they do also. So Jerome, up to you to pick whoever wins this, but
oh yes. I got you, man. I'm gonna post a different post later. So everyone can comment na lang din, and then let's pick a winner. There we go. Sunday, yeah. Or Monday. Let's see.
I think Monday, just to give people more time.
Ayan. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much, man. Thank you. So you guys, again, just follow them, Team Sujin PH on Twitter. I'm still going to call it Twitter. Still calling it Twitter.
Ayan. I don't know what other names you'd be calling it. Like.
Exactly. Oh,
exactly.
Yes. So this is one of the most anticipated part of the podcast. Even though like we don't have a lot of time remaining, we can extend for a couple of minutes. But we are going to talk about who's our favorite member in the group. Ayan. So we're not going to fight. Okay, everyone's not going to fight. We're not. Okay. We're just going to like tell why we like them.
Okay, joke.
magaling to. You
know, like I don't think we're that kind of fandom, naman. So I think we're fine, right?
Yes, thankfully.
Thankfully.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about, Veg. So, no, ayan, Wookie and Bench, and even in the comment section too, like Francis, Zaya, Love Mitz, if you're still there. Oh my God! And one of my students is watching too. Hello, Joy. Hi. From. She's Korean.
Okay. Yes.
Oh my God.
She's Korean, but she's in China. Really cool. So, who is her favorite member from G Idol, including Sujin? So, yeah. Okay. So, who goes first? Goes first.
I nominate Wookie.
Wookie. Peer pressure, Wookie. Okay, go Wookie.
You know what? I think our favorite member is already in our profile picture. Kind of obvious. It's even our name. Yeah, so it's obviously Wookie. This whole account was inspired by her because I just love her so much. Oh, I know it's Yuchi in China, but they call her Wookie in Korea. So as you can see, Wookie card, obviously, because I started collecting her. So it was Wookie card. And then it eventually evolves into OT6 albums. And yeah, so Wookie is my favorite. I love her because of, what was that? Learn Way. Yeah, if you're familiar with Wookie's reality show, was that? Yeah, Learn Way.
Learn Way.
Yeah, so I started loving her there, although I did first notice Minnie, but you know, you'll just notice Wookie in every reality shows they have. She's funny, she makes jokes. You know, her expressions are very dynamic. She's everywhere, she's everything. You know, you'll just notice her and very easily. Plus, you know, I mean, a lot of people do compliment her deep voice. I did also notice her with that, but it's basically and more so because of her personality and her mindset, outlook in life, you know.
Oh.
Trust yourself. Something like that. Believe in yourself. Trust yourself. I believe in every cover song she had at the end of the MV. There's always her favorite quote, and you know, love and peace.
love and peace. love and peace. Open your eyes.
Yeah, it's very open. Love and peace. Love and peace.
Thank you, Wookie. Ayan. So again, runners tonight, just comment who's your favorite member from G Idol. Wookie, paano sabihin yung name niya? Need your help. But
Heza. Heza.
Yeah, wow. Thank you. So Sujin. And then Zaya said, sino kaya?
I think Zaya is referring to both of us here, given that, you know, it should be obvious who our favorite members are.
Yes.
It's like, you know who user Soyani's favorite member is? Mion.
It's Mion.
It's Mion. It's all...
There you go. And then Francis said Soyeon from day one. So there we go. So Uni, Bench, tell us why you like Soyeon, your wife.
Yeah. Oh my God. Are we going to extend here? Because
yes.
I think we're taking a long time with Bench.
No. This will take like a few hours stops.
Oh my God.
So, yeah, so really quickly, you know, Soyeon was the member that I didn't like. I knew about her when I was becoming a fan. Like, I was hearing, like, oh, she writes their title tracks. And then, like, I thought, okay, that's cool and all. It was when I was going to the concert, the member I knew the most was actually Ugi or Yuchi, because my cousin, the person I went, is also an Uchi bias. When he was like, okay, that's my favorite, I was like, okay, I don't know what to expect from this. And then one of my friends, from one of my really good personal friends also, when she couldn't attend the concert because she works in Taiwan, I went to the concert with her this time around. She said, "You better get me a fan cam of Soyeon during Senorita." And she was the one who got me the tickets. So I was like, okay, I kind of have to do this for you. So when I was taking the fan cam of Soyeon during Senorita, also RIP Senorita, never performed ever again after. But but when I was taking that fan cam, I noticed, wow, she is incredibly charismatic. Like, I didn't have to focus my fan cam on her at all because, like, I think she really stole the stage during those times. I also noticed it during Tomboy, during Pop Stars, and like, it was my first time seeing the idol in concert. So I was like, I want to capture everything. I want to capture everyone. And then 90% of the time, I was looking at my videos, and I was like, I was focusing on Soyeon here. Subconsciously, I was like, okay, you know what? Maybe there's something. So after the concert, also, we had a hello event because, you know, it was the height of COVID still. So instead of having a high touch, we had a plastic barrier, and then we were waving to the audience. No, right? It was weird, right? So during that hello moment, when I saw Soyeon, like, I pointed to the headband I was wearing because I bought like a headband for the concert from the sellers outside. And then with the Soyeon. So like, when Soyeon noticed the headband, she gave me like a heart with her she gave me a heart with her arms and her head. And I think at that moment I was like, okay, I am irrevocably in love with Soyeon, I guess. So ever since that moment, I was kind of obsessed. And then the more I was finding out about who Soyeon is, I was like, she's actually kind of like this nerdy person who's an introvert, and she likes anime, and she hates vegetables, and like all of these little cute things about her, like, I kept noticing. So every comeback, I was trying to like, okay, you know what, you're new to the fandom, let's explore, let's see. And it always ended up being Soyeon. I know that some members own certain eras. Like, I will always claim that Nude was Shua's era, in my view. Queen Card is Mion's era, obviously. But I've always really felt like I've always had like a bigger connection to Soyeon every time I see either them live or every time I see them have a comeback. And I think like the thing that really solidified my my favoritism for Soyeon as a member is just the fact that when I think about how idol is, and I know that all of the members are important to the group, but I've always felt like this wouldn't, like, it's really the love and passion that she has, not just for the music, but the members as well. I have this clip of in Bangkok. I'll share this with you, Jerome. I don't know if you want to show this one, but okay. It was during when they were singing Bloom. And Oogie was singing her part towards the end, and then Soyeon just approached her and gave her like this biggest hug in her back, and I was like, this is like the, you know, very cute leader things. Like, you come in here and you support all the members. And then after she was embracing Oogie, and like she calls over to Mion, like she was like calling her over, and then she also like embraces Mion also, and the whole group, the whole time I was like, this is what like a leader is supposed to be like somebody who not just writes or produces or does all that, but really makes her members feel at home. And I think that was the thing. Soyeon makes me feel at home as well, being a fan of idol.
Welcome home. Yeah, naka-uwi na si Soyeon.
Naka-uwi na si Soyeon. Back off, everyone.
I have the standee.
I have the standee. She knows my name.
Full standee talaga siya. Next time, babawi tayo. Ayan. Thank you. Oh, dude. It's because of you. I really want to tell you na I grew fond of Soyeon kasi she's a musical genius. Oh my God! Ang dami lang nasulat na kanta. And ano yan, may na-share kang isang clip before where she was in a competition, tama? And she got an approval from one of the K-pop superstars. From 21, tama ba?
I'm trying to remember, like, I do remember I shared a clip like that recently.
Mm-mm.
But, diba, parang, I think it's like, it's one thing for us fans to notice, like, oh, Soyeon is a musical genius because she writes, she produces, she composes. It's another thing when, like, people in the industry are telling us that, hey, this person is special. And, you know, any company worth their salt would treat them properly and would give them everything that they deserve. We really feel like, as fans, yes, we know that they're amazing, but, like, hearing it from the industry, seeing other people praise her this, the way, and her, the fact that she's both Comca accredited and also actually awarded as one of the best songwriters, I think it was the MMA Awards last year or 2 years ago, it really makes me think that, you know, it's not just us fans hyping up our idols, it's really, like, the industry saying, hey, you know, Jeon So-yeon is special, and any company would be lucky to have her cube. Sorry, may ubo ako, guys.
May ubo kami sa cube. Totoo, kasi another surprising thing then that I've learned during the first event that I ever had, yung... what do you call that? Yung anniversary ng J-Idol. I think it was you too, Bench, who told me na So-yeon and Mion were part of another K-pop group that's widely known by gamers, KDA.
Hey, any League of Legends fans here? But
So, parang it's a long time coming. Ayan, So-yeon, sasagunin ko na yung... Sabi ni Francis, oh my goodness, pinapaingit ni So-yeon ang lahat ng So-yeon stands. Yes!
Yes, that is my goal here.
And another thing, like, sino ba ang favorite ko? Nag-start talaga ako kay Wookie or kay Yuchi.
Oh, it's me?
Oh, hello!
I am Wookie card biased.
Ayan, I'm a Wookie certified freak. So, nag-start ako kay Yuchi kasi yun talaga yung nakikita ko sa TV show again, Running Man, China. Tapos, I was surprised din sa journey niya kasi may mga clips before, tama, ano, Wookie, yung very young Yuchi nasa Korea. Yeah. Tapos, she would ask people na, oh, pwede ba kayo makinig sa akin? Kakantahan ko kayo. I was like, oh, sige, okay. Kasi gusto ko maging idol. And then, people would give honest feedback. Tapos, sabi ko sa sarili ko, that's confidence right there. Not everyone can do that. Tapos, naging favorite ko din si Minnie. So, I have this torn love between Yuchi and Minnie. Although, best friends sila. Kasi, sa group, mami-expand ko din later, sa group, si Minnie lang yung naniniwala sa astrology. And sa isang interview, natatawa ko kasi the editor did Minnie so dirty kasi nagre-react na sila. Like, so, ibig sabihin, Minnie, kapag birthday mo, ganito, lahat may personality na ganun. Sabi niya, oo. Tapos kinakat siya ng editor. Tapos sabi ni Mion, tatagalogin ko na lang, paano yung blood type? Tapos sabi ni Minnie, iba pa din yun. Tapos like, kinap na naman siya ng editor. I was like, okay, I like Minnie because of it. Pero I have learned to love each character. I have learned to love each member's story. Yuchi, Minnie, So-yeon being a musical genius. Shuhwa. She was wild attitude. Yung mga clips na naninira ng table. Sisigaw like, ah!
Did you see like, one of Shua's comments on IG? Like somebody was saying something like, Shua, you don't usually post this conservatively. And then Shua replied like, you don't ever post things on the internet. Very sassy. Sobrang benta.
Exactly. Tapos, ano pa yun yung mga... Mas ang daming clips on YouTube from TV shows, from YouTube shows. Pero one of the most surprising for me is when I learned about Mion's journey before Idol. So not everyone knows this, but before Mion...
She was in our area.
Yes. She was in our area. She was one of the trainees for Blackpink. And I think 2 weeks or 3 weeks before mag-debut ang Blackpink, tinanggal siya. Tama ba?
Like, I think something along that. Like, I don't know the actual story, but yeah, parang something like that happened within YG.
Mm-mm.
But there are pre-debut pictures of like that group being 5 members, right? They're like, oh, it's Mion.
Yeah, Mion. Pero knowing Mion now, na she's an absolute angel when it comes to her concerts, then parang like, can she really fit with the Blackpink?
So, yeah, I think that's like the beauty of it, no? Like parang there's certain opportunities in life that don't pan out, and I think Mion's story is a good like visual to us as well that, you know, like in the moment it might not seem like it's the right thing, but in the future you'll see that it all works out in the end. And like, mm-hmm. Look at Mion now, look at Blackpink now, like they're all wildly successful in their own right, and parang at that moment maybe she wouldn't have seen it, but like right now it's very apparent that it all worked out for the best for everybody. And like, I really can't imagine a world where G Idol doesn't have Mion, right? Like,
yes.
My God, I don't think I'd want to live in that world as well.
Same. And if Noodle Sue was here, if Noodle Sue was here, yeah,
may kalaban na kay Soyeon din also.
And she would tell all about me. It's because of Ja. I know Ja. Because of her, no, lumugo yung Mion collection ko. My goodness.
See, this is why I stopped. This is why I don't want to talk to everybody here because like, mommy, mapapabudol na naman ako eh.
Oy.
Collecting one member is hard. 5 more is difficult.
I mean,
Wookie, you would know about that, though.
Ayan. Thank you. Oh, and of course, you guys, kayo, do you have questions sa comment section natin? Anything that you'd like to ask them about? And
So while waiting for comments, I want to like relay this story. We haven't talked a lot about Shua. One of my new favorite moments is Taipei concert. You know, everybody has their individual stages. Shua in Yuchi, because obviously Taiwan, right? They performed a song by the Taiwanese group SHE. That song. But man, like when I was hearing it, I was like, live vocals from Shua and Ugi. Shua really shined in that stage. And I really feel like we don't get to see that so much. But like in her native language, like all the confidence in the world, I swear. And I mean, obviously, like her stage, like her water stage is amazing also. But like that, the... the superstar by SHE. That stage like has a very special place for me, like given that, you know, like this is a side that I wish we saw more of, and I wish other people also saw in Shua as well.
Agreed. Like she's more confident in singing in her native language. Thank you. Oh, and this one, Wookie, I'd like to ask you then, from your experience as selling, is there who's the most popular member na marami kang napapansin? Oh, everyone likes this member. Maraming gusto dito.
I think it's kind of obvious that it's Mion.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Mion, Shua. Mini. Mion and Mini are often... Mion and Mini and Mion and Shua are often partnered. So a lot of collectors buy 2 of them. Like, it's either Mimin or Mishu. So you can guess, like, the 3 of them are very popular, but most especially Mion. Mion's, like, over the top. Like, you prepare a goal, then you make it for thingy or like per member. Mm-mm. And Mion's the one who gets sold out first. Like a lot of people reserve her, like at the first batch that Mion sold out, but a lot of people will DM reserve na po sa next batches.
Second batch. Push
a goal with other members not being sold yet, so yeah, it's Mion. Obviously,
I mean, like when you have a go and Soyeon's still available, you know who to call.
Soyeon and you Wookie, kind of sad. Not a lot of collectors I know of, but yeah,
maybe not like in the Philippines, like
but I think a lot of collectors are international, like very much so Soyeon and Wookie. China, I think, Wookiee. Oh my god, someone bought a whole set of my Wookiee collection from China, I believe. Yeah, because I had a Wookiee collection of POBs. Mm-hmm. Like, every POB I have it until at least Iburn era. Well, it all started with Iburn era because a lot of POBs were created at Iburn, and then it eventually grew and grew and grew, so I cannot maintain that. So I sold all my Wookiee collection of POBs, and one person in China bought all of them, like in bulk.
I have to find this person. Where are you?
Yeah, and Soyeon is mostly popular Western, internationally in Western and Korea.
Yeah. In Korea. I think that's also like a trend because like when it comes to international fans, it's really most of your Soyeon biased people are based in the US or based in Europe. And then like my other friends, their Shuwa stans, they're based in Singapore or other countries. So it's very rare to find Filipino Soyeon stans also. I know a few, but like it's very interesting knowing that, you know, each member has their own, you know, areas where they're most popular in. I think that's pretty cute about it. I'm not surprised about the Mion one though. Mion always has the prettiest photo cards.
Oh, yes! Princess Mion effect.
Princess Mion effect, right? Like, whenever I unbox an album, like, I would love to get a Soyeon photo card. But, like, whenever I see Mion, I'm like, oh my gosh, can I follow one in just today?
Oh, now I understand why Noodle Sue said lagi siya nakikipag-agawan kay Mion.
See, that's why you start your own GO so that you get first dibs on your bias. Diba?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Diba? Like,
or you just buy the whole set.
Just buy the whole set, man.
Like, just collect everyone. Buy everything. Especially when the members have their own GO.
Yeah, exactly. It's fine. By the whole set, easy problem, easy solved.
Easy problem.
Look, like whatever money you spent to buy, you know, that piece of paper with your idol's face, your bias's face on it, that's a problem for future you. Yes. Present you is very happy.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Like. To share very quickly then yung month na nagbili-bili ako ng G-Idol stuff, like I was really happy, so like my future self was like, ano yung ginagawa nitong past version ko, what the heck, like, but steadily climbing out of debt na.
Look, we all come into debt for whatever reason. Like, you know, some people buy milk, some people buy diapers, we buy papers. Same thing, right?
Yes. And we can look at them and sell them and keep them.
Anyhow, it's low maintenance.
No.
You just buy maintenance.
You don't have to clean them every day. You don't have to change the covers every day. Low maintenance.
Yeah. You bring them around, you take a photo of them whenever you have coffee. You bring them to, it's nice, and you make memories out of them.
Like, yes.
Like in my video call with Soyeon, like I showed her some of my photo cards, and like I could feel like, I'm not sure if she's judging me by knowing how much I put on paper with her face in it.
And so Uki and then Bench, I'd also like to ask, because we're still in the topic of having collections. Do you have very quickly lang, do you have any recommendations for card sleeves? Yan, or like card covers, anything really to protect, you know, to protect.
As a collector, I'm not very picky. As long as it's acid free and it will protect my cards, I don't invest much with the leather things, zipper
binders.
Yeah, binders, mm-hmm. leather binders. Because usually I take my collections out. I bring them everywhere. I take pictures of them. So it's kind of inconvenient for me if I always put them in the binder, then put them out again. Mm-hmm. But I do have them. I do have them, but it's not the leather zipper ones. It's too expensive for me. Though I did plan on buying them. But then there's this binders that you cannot add more sleeves. Oh. What was it called? Sleeves?
Mm-mm, yeah. Like pages.
Sheets or yeah. something like that. So, yeah. And tatagalogin ko na nga lang. Kasi meron din.
Go.
Ano yung may ring?
Kapag kasi nagdagdag binder.
Yeah. Nagdagdag ka na nagdag. May ipit yung cards. The more you put more into it. And it's mas expensive siya. Kasi bibili ka ng bibili. Ganon. So usually, I do have binders. Pero hindi ko na sila kapag masikip na siya, syempre, pipilod ako ng bago and dun ko sila ilalagay. Kasi it should be always flat. For me.
Yes.
For me. Hindi pwede sa akin yung parang may usbong na siya. Kasi umuusbong din yung PC if ganon.
Okay, send me a copy link for your binder. I need to replace my binder na rin eh.
Really? Yeah. Binder. Kasi yun yung lagi kong hinihiling pag Christmas party.
Binder po. Ayan. Well, pwede na pong regaluin si Wookie.
Tips para makatipid kayo. Ganon. Yung hinihiling nyo siya sa binder. Tapos, I also have the hard boxes, if ever. Yung mga favorite pieces ko, syempre nakahiwalay dun sa boxes na yun. May sarili din silang hard case of article. Yung mga signed, especially, naka-hard case sila, like with Benj. Yun.
Ayan.
Siyempre, bubble yun. Then, naka-display din sila kasi yun, whenever you look at them, oh my God, kaya-kirapan ko ba yun? Tapos, it brings back memories na naka-video call ko sila. Eh! Ayun.
Ayun. Medyo konting flex lang. Like, protect and collect. Gusto ko na-usap ko sila 2 times. No big deal.
Simple flex. Flex lang.
Yeah, and ayun.
We're not like a few recos for some people also. I do have for sleeves. I have popcorn and blueberry. Although like tama naman din si Whooping, like not super important, but I double sleeve mine. For showing off your collection outside though, I guess I can show. I have 2 options. One, it's called Full Protect Sleeves. On Shopee it looks like this particularly. It's for trading cards actually, pero for my most expensive ones like this one. Because it's a very protected hard shell, and this gets thrown around in my bag all the time. And it's fine. Like this has been in this case for like what 8 months now. In the 8 months, since we had that conversation back then. So it's mainly for trading cards, like you know my magic cards, like my custom magic cards that I put Soya piece in. Pero I really like it kasi it protects your sleeve. So on Shopee, it's called Full Protect Sleeve TCG Card.
Oh, hey, Kat. Oh, my God.
Hello. Palig daw, Bench. Like, send the link. Send link.
Yeah,
ever.
I will. Okay. Then also, second one, for phone cases naman, this is a card case
flex.
Also. So the card also has like a card. So parang you put in like your card. So this is the Idol World Tour in Bangkok freebie. Like, I put it on my phone just to remind myself that one of the happiest days of your life, you went and saw them, and it's always at my phone case. So it's also on Shopee. I think the brand's called Rinke. They have iPhone, Samsung cases also. It fits a credit card, but I don't put mine there because I don't want to spend on more merch. So I put, like, my Idol cards here.
Good thinking.
Parang deterrence lang.
Totoo. Ayan, thank you, Bench. Thank you, Wookie. Sa akin naman, although this is not sponsored, but I'm trying to get their sponsorship. But I'm trying to get their sponsorship. Budget-friendly, even binders, just go to Dibspack. Dibspack is one of the rising companies here in the Philippines, local made. They specialize in protecting your cards, Funko Pops, Hot Wheels din, tapos ayan, binders. So for as low as 35 pesos makakabili ka na ng like cup ng sleeves. And yung sleeves ko, I really, really want to try the blueberry sleeves kasi ang ganda, ang kapal. Tapos like...
Actually, okay naman blueberry. My recent collections have been in blueberry. I used to be popcorn, but blueberry's fine. I will say it's more or less the same-ish naman.
If you have like a little less than 100, blueberry is good because it's kind of expensive more than the popcorn. But if you have like 100 collection, you know, you have like, you know, budget, but go for blueberry. It's really nice. I have a lot of collection, so I can't just go with blueberry.
Mm-mm. Exactly. Ayan. Oh, ayan. Thank you, Bench. All right, so this is the link, you guys. To ang Shopee link. Just look at the comment section. Okay, just look at the comment section. So it's gonna be there.
I'll and also the folks on Twitter. I guess. Like, you ayan. Can check it on Twitter na rin.
Yes. But, ayan. Thank you. I needed these recommendations, especially the phone case. Especially the phone case.
Yes. Because although I wouldn't put in a photo card ish, unless like it's like a Lomo card, para it's fine. Like better a hard card, like siguro like something made out of PVC. But a photo card, you can, but you can't put a sleeve on it because it's slightly bigger with a sleeve.
Oh.
So, you know.
Okay.
I tried and I didn't want to destroy my photo card. So.
So do it with caution and with caution, nevies and runners. Oh, yay.
But it's nice though. Like you look at your phone on the front screen, your lock screen is your bias, and on the back, you tell people around the world, hey, I like these people way too much.
Totoo. And if you want to get stickers, you guys, highly recommend one of the artists then from the Cup Sleeve event, Love Mitts. She also sells stickers. But now, I haven't updated it kasi, but at the back of my phone, I have Zaya's Soyon limited edition sticker. So, hey, cute stickers.
Yeah, if you go to Cup Sleeve events, you can look for sticker creators there. So, again, one lucky listener will go to Sujin's Cup Sleeve event for free.
For free.
Where you can buy stickers, para hindi siya free.
Oh, yeah.
Support your sticker creators.
Yes. Exactly.
I think Zaya stickers, Captain So on Twitter also, I put their stickers on everything. Like my laptop, my deck boxes for when I play games. Diba? So parang always.
Yes. And I even give away like Zaya stickers then during cons if someone like approaches me or whatnot. But I'm planning to bring the giant posters that I printed. Yung mga naka-sad face.
Oh, no!
Tapos ilalagay ko lang dun sa con. So if someone recognizes it, okay, you get a sticker. Okay. May Nevi tayong na-meet. So, yeah! So, marketing. Oh, and then this one, very quickly again, since we're in the topic of Cup Sleeve events, before we did organize a Cup Sleeve event, pero as an attendee and for some runners or nevies or any listeners really who are like maybe wanting to try attending an event, is there any tips or you know things that they should remember kapag pupunta sila sa Cup Sleeve event?
I think there's like the biggest thing for me is to just have fun, talk to people, share your interests with everybody there. Don't be afraid to like, you know, share your collections, to talk about your faves. Like nobody's there to judge you. Nobody's there to, nobody's there now and to tell you otherwise, even if it's not your fave involved. And like the nice thing about Cup Sleeve events is you'll really see the love and appreciation that fans have for the artist. So I've been to a few Cup Sleeve events with you guys, to the GL anniversary Cup Sleeve event in SM. I quote unquote went to the Soyeon Cup Sleeve event. I wonder who organized that. recently in Bangkok, I went to Minnie's birthday Cup Sleeve event also. And it was really nice. I'll say, like, it's Minnie's hometown and everything. Mm-hmm. And then, like, it was really nice because it was also during the concert. So you really saw a lot of other fans there. So it wasn't just Thai fans. There were Sea fans. There were international fans. And then the whole cafe was really decked out in everything, similar to how we did it here. Although it was more of a grab-and-go cup sleeve versus one with, like, events and everything. Like, I took so many pictures, and it was really nice to see, like, how everybody was really there showing their love for Minnie and for the girls and everything. So parang, I think the biggest advice I have is, if you have the time, just go. If you're too shy to talk to anybody, that's okay. The important thing is to support the hard work that the organizers put in to make sure that everybody has a good time. You support the cafe, obviously, by buying drinks. And then you support the creators there by buying stickers, by buying photo card holders, and by playing in the games that everybody has. And most importantly, just have fun. It's for the fans, by the fans. And the nice thing is you'll find more people, and you'll see people that you talk to on Twitter all the time. It's like, uy, totoong tao pala to.
Yeah!
And most importantly, when the collectors are there, when they're not looking at their binder, like, you can put it in your bag and take it home.
Okay. Ayun, thank you, Benj. One of the reasons why I had to put this out there in the podcast, kasi there was an experience, and Benj knows this, Wookie and I shared this experience.
No. There
was a time when during the anniversary event, Wookie and I were just talking for the very first time, as in. And then there was a parent who asked us,
Oh my God!
And then sabi na, opo. And then she just handed their 12-year-old daughter to us. Okay, have fun.
Okay, without asking her name. That was very nice, and every Neverland there was really nice and all, but my God, that could have gone so wrong. So scary, man. As in,
I remember so scary.
Right? I'm happy that, you know, she had a good time and she had fun, and I guess her guardian picked her up and everything was okay, but, like, I hope that doesn't happen again.
Yes. Scary. Our names. Get our contacts, please.
Yeah.
Like, they literally just left her and just said, enjoy, we'll be back later, okay. And then they left. And then the baby girl was like, hello.
Oh. And she was so shy, but, you know, like, we were encouraging her na, like, no, sige, go, socialize, ayan. Kinakausap namin. She was nice.
Props to everybody involved. Like, they really made her feel at home. They were giving her freebies as far as and some other games and all. But, like, okay, leave contact details, please. It's SM North EDSA.
Exactly. Yeah, ayun. Thank you. All right. So, ayun, Uwuki and Bench, we're nearing the end of the podcast. And to the runners and Nevis who are listening, thank you for tuning in. Grabe, 1 hour and 25 minutes na tayo nag-uusap and tumatambay. So, to end this live session, I would like to ask you, Uwuki, and of course, Soyuni, Bench, and me too, and even the runners and the Nevis in the comment sections, why G-Idol?
Oh, because they're gay. They joke lang.
They are?
No way.
I actually found them through Oh My God, and it was she took me to the stars. Just, I was speechless with that. So, joke lang yan, joke lang, guys. Oh, joke lang yung
guys. For legal reasons, this is a joke.
Mm-mm. Okay, for context, okay.
That was like, Oh My God. I first found them through Oh My God. And you know, Oh My God. It was so, Oh My God. You know, you...
See, I said, Oh My God. That was my first comeback. And I was like... Okay.
Yeah, right, Zia. Tell them.
Tell them, Zia.
She
Sometimes I wonder if I'm in the right fandom. Charot.
You're home. Like, Soyeon's looking at you.
We accept everybody, all shapes and sizes, all forms of people here, diba? That's...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but seriously, it's because of their music. You know, we all grew up with second gen music. Like, it's very cutesy, very pop, you know? And G-Idol was the first K-pop group that I heard that went over the usual mainstream I hear. So this is my personal opinion, guys. So G-Idol was
canceled.
The first. And it was, oh my God. Oh my God. So, yeah. There, because of their music, and then as soon as I delve deeper into their, what do you call that? Mm-hmm. Into the group. So, I was more fascinated with how they produce their own music, and especially their, and how they started, like, you know, with Cube. Well, that. Yeah, so yeah, and their passion to create music and just be themselves, yeah. Mm-hmm. And how they promote so many ideas, and how they also encourage a lot of people to follow their dreams and be yourself.
Yes. Thank you, Wookie. And there we go. Before you answer, Venge, Love Mit says, so amazed how G-Idol have their own producer line. Ayan. And this, oh my God, it's me, to Sujin. Yes.
Yes.
And then last one says, it's Cube.
It's November 1.
It's already November, though.
The countdown begins. Oh, well.
And
thank you. So, you go, Bench. Okay, so your turn.
Yeah. I guess, you know, like, I'm going to try to make this quick given that it's already midnight. So, shout out to the runners listening at 12. But for me, when it came to Idol, I'm actually a fan of multiple groups. But I think the thing that caught my attention with Idol is a few things. Number one is always the fearlessness to talk about the things that they do. It's very rare for idols to come out with songs like Nude and the message behind it. Like, I mean, I don't speak Korean at all, but like, I really felt it with that last line. You know, we were born nude. The pervert here is you. And most of the time when it really came to the music with Idol, especially when it comes to songs like Super Lady or Wife, I will admit, I'm not exactly the target audience for this message. Like, I'm not a struggling person in Korea, you know, I'm not a woman in Korea where there's a lot of issues in terms of their society and their patriarchy and all that. But the fact that it still speaks to me as, you know, somebody in my position, and it really tells me that, you know, these people are fighting for something that not a lot of idols have the opportunity to have even a chance to talk about. And the fact that they're fearless enough to relay these in their songs make me feel like these are people that are worth our time. These are people that are really out there with the right messages for us to not just enjoy their music, which I really do, but also listen further to what the nice beats and melodies are telling us and really listen to the core message that is being said. Second, I think, as Wookie pointed out, their music is just amazing. And I know that there are a lot of K-pop groups release really good music. I'm not going to say that, oh, you know, only Idol produces the best music. K-pop is a really interesting genre with so many great groups out there. But I think the amazing thing about Idol is just the versatility to have the discography that they do. It's very rare to have a group that can pull off a concept like Super Lady and in the same album have Wife and Fate. And then next album have Klaxon. And then the album before that have Queen Card, right? It's just that diversity in being able to have all these songs that speak to anybody and have not just the right music, but the right concept. They're concept queens for a reason. Third is the fact that they write these songs, right? Like, it's one thing to have amazing music from other groups given to them by, like, you know, different producers. But the fact that Soyeon, Mion, Mini, Ugi write most, if not like 90% of their discography is amazing. So that's one of the things. Fourth and lastly, there's one of like the last things is they released my favorite song of all time. Right. And I've talked about it a lot, but I commemorated it by in one of my in one of my games. This is a playmat with the song Fate in it, and it's also Soyeon. And it's really like that song that speaks to me on the most personal level. Like, I don't speak Korean at all, and that song has no English lyrics whatsoever. Just the fact that I really relate to the messaging that it has, and it's honestly it's so good, man. As in, so yeah, I think the last one is when you really see them, and I've touched upon this, is you can feel the love with the members and they have for each other. As in, when they perform on stage in some songs, it's going to be very serious and they'll execute the choreo as nice as they will. And then in some, like let's say when it was Bloom or Neverland or 7 Days, aside from singing, you can really like see them like being all friendly and being all close with each other. It's like they're not just people who were picked by an agency because you're the best dancer, you're the best singer. It's like they were 6 people who really just connect on a certain level. And I know that when you've been working with the same 6 people for like 7, 8+ years or so, yes, you'll develop some sort of relationship or closeness with them. But the level of closeness that I've seen with them really makes me feel like, you know, they're a big family and we're also part of that one with them too.
Thank you so much, Vince. Beautifully said. Ah, I couldn't say more, dude. Thank you. Thank you so much. So runners and nevies, before we go and before I say my piece then on why I like G-Idol, very, very quickly, we would like to promote something for the MAMA or the MAMA. Yes. Mama Awards. There we go.
Shout out to my friend Lissy at Fort Salem N. And the G-Idol voting team, actually. I know that she's a part of this team as well. Yes, sure, I think. So the G-Idol voting team with Lissy, they work very hard to try to get Idol to win awards. So hopefully if anybody listening here can support, you can go to the Mnet Plus app. It's quite easy to vote for them. We also have, I think, collaborations with other fandoms as well. So we need you guys to take a screenshot of your vote so we can provide voting proofs. I think the collaboration that G-Idol voting team has is on their page also. But yes, you can contact Lissy at Fort Salem N. And you can also check out the posts by Lissy or by the G-Idol voting team so that we can help Idol win awards. For this one, it's fans' choice. But also be ready, I think. KMA Awards in the Dingus app also might have voting as well. And I think the MMA, the Melon Awards, will have one. Fate is nominated for Song of the Year, so hopefully we can vote there as well. I'm not sure if it's Korean numbers only, but yeah. So shameless plug, at G-Idol voting team.
Woohoo! Ayan, thank you Venge, and thank you runners. Also again, go and follow the link in the comment section right there now on the screen, and so you would get it. Just vote and follow the instructions. Thank you. So this one, very quickly, I would just like to say, since in the Runaway podcast, Wookie and Soyuni, Benj, we mostly focus on like self-development, the 7 dimensions of wellness, healing modalities. Ayan. One of the things that shocked me and one of the things that convinced me that Soyeon is a musical genius is that four of the albums of G-Idol, these, I Feel, I Love, I Am, and I Trust, these four, nagre-reflect sila sa 7 chakras na meron tayo. Like very quickly, like I'm just gonna like rant here. So I Feel associated just a root chakra, which is the red, which is the first chakra. When we say it, kasi we connect to our emotional state. And you know, the album is all about self empowerment. They were like, I feel like a queen card. So I'm like, yeah, I'm a queen card. And that was like the next one, yung sacral chakra, I Trust. It's all about like your ability to connect with others naman. I Am, personal power again and identity. It reflects the solar plexus chakra. And then last one is I Love, which is the heart chakra. It's all about loving other people, giving love, receiving love. And this alone solidified na shit. Ang galing ni Soyeon and the girls behind G-Idol. Whoa.
I'm pretty amazed that you were able to make that. I actually had to Google the chakras as you were mentioning. So... No, but it's nice, though. Like, the fact that, I mean, we don't speak Korean. I mean, I don't. But, like, the fact that we still connect on them, and you've made that connection based on the albums and the messages, and you pick some of their best messages in terms of their songs as well, eh? So it's not as if, like, they're just album titles. It's really, like, the theme that they have and how it makes us feel. So I really like that, man, Jerome. Thank you for that one.
Thank you. Thank you, Benj. Okay, so we're at the end of the podcast now. Wookie and Benj, please, the floor is yours. Tell us where to find you. How can we show love and support? Ayan. So Wookie would like to go first. Where can we find you?
Ayan, so you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, TikTok. Although I'm obviously more active here in Twitter or X, so at Wookie Cart. I will also be going to the Sujin CSC, and there are two things that I suggested for the, or I have an activity, something. So first one is that in collaboration with Team Sujin PH, so whoever comes in the Sujin CAC best dressed will win a Sujin Riz Boca album, signed Boca album from Sujin. And then second is that if you can find it on my Twitter page, the pinned one, I have exclusive discounts for G Idol and Sujin. So for as low as 25 pesos, you can buy an official photo card. And it's actually a buy one, take one. So if you bought 100 pesos, you can also buy... if you bought 100 pesos, you can also get another 100 peso worth of items in the in my selling collection. So yeah, hope to see you all in the Sujin CSE and many more surprises during the event. So, and also, just a shout out, whoever is in the South, South peeps, hello. If you guys want to commute together, just let me know. Uy, Jerome, sama ka ba?
Let's go. Let's go.
Thank you to sa inyo.
We're both from the South, so sabay kami pupunta ng Sujin CSE and just a few nevis as well. So, South peeps, Cavite, Laguna, let's go. Tara, who's gonna my kotse? Whoever has a car and would like to volunteer to drive us at the Sujin CSE, of course, we will pay
for gas. at all. Okay, please.
Yes, please. So yeah. South peeps, let's go. Ano yan na papunta and pabalik. So, yeah, para sabay-sabay na tayo. And especially to those na hindi alam paano i-commute yung lugar. I think it's Sampaloc area kasi, Recto. Malapit sa UST.
Yes. Ayan. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Wookie. Again, whoever comes best dressed in Sujin's Cups League event will win an exclusive sign album. So, ayan. Punta na kayo. Punta na kayo, guys.
Nakakaingit kayo?
Love Mit said, naka-ready na yung glam team.
Send us the pictures. So, be so nice.
Yes. And Ella says, wala na, naubos. Tapos na akong bilis. And naubos na ba namin yung Sujin photo cards?
Medyo.
Oh, meron pa, Zaya. Go buy. Go buy it.
Oh, no, yung Zaya. Nakabili na si Zaya, actually.
Go buy more.
These people have bought, reserved already.
Keep buying, guys. That's the mantra for today.
Yes. Keep buying.
It's that broke girl mantra. Charot.
Called out.
Oh, no. There we go. Ayan. And of course, you, Benj, where can we find you? Where can we show love and support? Here we go.
Right. So before we go on with that one, as mentioned, Jerome, you'll have the mechanics. Please go to the Sujin CSC on my behalf because I cannot. I will sponsor you, however Jerome chooses that one. If you win the Sujin album, keep it. It's yours forever. Cherish those memories na rin. But please go on my behalf. Take many pictures. Talk to Nevis because I really wanted to go, but like the calendar said no. So yeah. Where you guys can find me, I'm mostly on Twitter. My username is at NeviMind. Name is Soyoni. I tweet a lot about everything, I guess, mainly idol, but also just say hi, be friends. I'm very friendly naman, I'd like to think so. I'm also on TikTok at Soyoni1916. I usually just post concert videos there, so if you want to see good concert videos ruined by my voice singing because I really, really love going to concerts, there you can also check it out there. And shout out to quote unquote my friends at Soyon System, the Soyon fan base here in the Philippines. So they're also on Twitter. I mean, they're also on Twitter. So if you guys want to follow them there, we try to come up with Soyon events. Hopefully not just for her birthday. We really did want to do something. So since you guys mentioned here in the podcast that you'd be willing to send idol gifts and everything, I mean, I'm game. And if we ever push through with that, we'll send the updates there also. So at Soyon System on Twitter as well. But yeah. Thanks for having us, Jerome.
Yay! Thank you. Thank you, Venge. And thank you, Wookie. So, runners and to the Nevis that listen tonight, thank you so much. Leave your Twitters or like any way that we can share love and support then. Of course, the Neverland talaga, they have welcomed me with open arms with day one. Okay, like, I love you. I love you guys. And I love the idol, of course.
Really? I didn't get that impression from you, man.
No!
You gotta show it more.
Like, you only met twice, though.
Yeah, oo nga.
You know, Jerome, I had an idea for you. Since you already have like Funko Pops in the background, have you ever considered commissioning a custom idol Funko Pop?
I want to, but it's so expensive. 5K. I was like,
Yeah, yun nga lang. It is quite expensive. I feel like, you know, honestly, like, you don't have to have one made of everyone, but I feel like it's something that you can save up for, like, as a treat to yourself. Sabay tayo. I also
want yes. Sabay tayo tatlo. Like, okay, I'll get mini. I'll get mini.
I wonder who I'll get.
I wonder who will Wookie get.
Oh my god, no idea. Maybe the six of them.
Mion. Wow! Easy 30k for Wookie card, you know?
So yeah, you guys, again, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope everyone enjoys their short holiday, and please support Wookie, so Uni, and everyone in the chat, because we all know each other in the G Idol community. So thank you so much. So you guys, this has been Runaway Podcast. Let's talk about G Idol with Wookie and the special guest Soyuni with the Soyon cutout cardboard stand that he showed earlier. There we go. So you guys, thank you. So subscribe to the podcast, share the podcast, Runaway with Runaway Podcast. We'll see you next week, and we'll see you in the Sujin Cup stable. Bye bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.